This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can.
What?
Of Barack Obama's Dismantling Hope and Change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh. All right, Kevin McCullough, hour number two. Coming your way, we've got a lot to get to. Dr. MJ Kronfeld was with us in the first hour. If you missed it, you can get the podcast. But Ashley Papa joining us tonight in the Ladies' Lounge as we cut away for hour number two now on Radio Night Live, television and radio coast to coast, and live on Facebook tonight as well. You can join us there, the Kevin McCullough page. It's facebook.com/KMC01. You can also just watch us at TheBingeThinker.com. That's my homepage, and you can get all the links to all the podcasts, et cetera, et cetera. We're very excited to welcome back our next guest because she was scheduled to be with us a couple of weeks ago, and then lo and behold, we just didn't hear from her. And if you knew what this lady does for a living for her day job, you would know that she'd be the last person on earth to ever not just show as a guest, because she kind of works on the other end of all that. But she is also a very talented writer, and she has been joining us for many months on the Ladies' Lounge, in the Ladies' Lounge, to discuss the issue of relationships, and she is back. Lady Ashley Papa, welcome. It is so good to have you with us this time.
Hi, Kevin. Great to be here, in real life now.
Talk to us about what happened, because we weren't really able to be in touch with you. And then at the very, 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 very end of the show, you were able to get me a text. But a lot of our listeners were kind of worried because we were all like, "Hey, what happened to Ashley that night?" So tell us what happened.
I know. Well, I think anyone who has pets can probably understand where I'm coming from. When your dogs get out and it's dark and foggy and they're not trained to come home and they get loose and you just end up having to chase after them because one likes to chase cars, the other dog likes to chase animals. This was not a good situation. So I spent a few hours trying to round them up that night, and it was not fun.
Well, we're thankful that you're okay now, and the dogs are all good.
Yeah, they're back to being their, their German shepherd selves.
And how old are they? Are they pups?
Yeah, they're two and two and a half.
So they just got frisky.
Young.
They just wanted to run around. They're kind of like they're the equivalent in dog life to my 7, 5, and 3 year olds.
Pretty much.
Yeah. So see, we don't let them near the door either. Actually, okay. So this is the weirdest thing. My bride tells me today. She goes, "Oh, by the way, Charlotte opened the front door all by herself this week." And I was like, now we live
scary.
In like an old farmhouse, and the front and the door that she was able to get open, it like weighs like 2 tons, and it's in like 2 parts. So the top part opens separate from the bottom part, and it's got this like really hard like lock that you have to undo to be able to do it. And somehow she figured out the whole Rubik's Cube. Like she just like did it. And before she was able to be stopped, she was nearly out the front door. So we're like, okay, reinforcing front door this week. That's how that'll work. Anyway.
Yeah, it's scary.
Yeah, it really, really was. Well, thank you for coming on back on short notice. And we're always eager to have you with us. Now, you haven't been here in a while. And there's been lots of things that have kind of, you've been able to write about. And so tonight we're just going to highlight a few of them. But most recently, and I was just looking at this just a little bit ago, most recently you had written about How to trust the person? Can you really ever trust the person that you're dating? And the ways to be able to tell that. And you filed this for Stylecaster, and if people want to read it, I'll show you the link. You got the picture there. Put the headline up. But you can go to Stylecaster and search Ashley's name. You can also just go to her website, AshleyPapa.com. But can you trust the person you're dating? Here's how to tell. What would be the key in Ashley Papa's book to being able to tell whether or not you can trust the person that you're actually spending the time with?
Well, I came up with a few things for this one that I thought were ways you can tell if the person you're dating is trustworthy. And I think one of the ones I came up with that, you know, I think we don't really think about, but it is true, is if they're honest with you even when it hurts. So, you know, they're not like mean, but they're honest when it comes to certain things because they're kind of looking out for your well-being rather than just trying to be nice and, you know, lie to you. So,
yeah.
You know, some of the things is like telling someone that they may not, you know, telling somebody that, you know, something that they might not want to hear takes strength. And I think that.
Yeah, I want to hear you say the magic words though, because there's this one obvious looming one that's out there that I don't know that any man has the courage to take. So do I look okay in this outfit?
Right. So somebody who's trustworthy would probably tell, and if you don't, he'll tell you that you don't look good in it. And I think that if they tell you that you don't look good in it and they're being honest, then that shows that they're pretty trustworthy. Because I think that's something.
May not be a very fun date that night. May end actually quite badly. But, yeah, you'll know that they're honest. They told the truth.
Right. And, you know, and I think as long as they're not being mean about it, you know, it's like, I understand they don't want to hurt your feelings, but they also, you know, they don't want you to be making a fool of yourself in a way.
Sure. No, actually, I think that's really, for all the kidding aside, I think that's really one of the most important ones that any relationship can actually survive. Look, whether you're married to someone or you're working with them or you're trying to raise them as a child, if they can't trust you, then there is nothing else to that relationship. Whatever else may occur, if they don't really have the confidence to be able to know that you're honest with them, there is no real relationship there.
Right. Yeah. And I think you can tell deep inside whether you really trust somebody or not. I think you can get a sense from their actions, you know, whether they're trustworthy. And like you said, I don't think you can have a relationship where you don't feel that security, that you can really trust somebody because you're just constantly going to be worrying.
Yeah.
So
got to tell them the truth. Okay, I like your next one. You said that they can handle tough questions. This is probably one of the most practically uncomfortable ones of the ones that you listed, but it's really important that it be able to occur.
Yeah, so, you know, asking direct questions to someone is a, you know, a good way to catch someone that you might have concerns about, like, off guard. If you, you know, approach them with a question and they're not, like, prepared for it, based on how they answer the question, it can really, you know, determine whether you can trust this person or not. Because, you know, it's, you know, if they're not prepared for it, they don't have something, you know, scripted and they don't know exactly what to say. So,
yeah.
You know, really, if you, like, observe their answer and what they say, that can really be a factor as well.
We're talking about the ways that you can trust the person that you're dating, and not uncommon, you will find that honesty runs through all of these traits that Ashley is discussing with us. By the way, you can see this article at AshleyPapa.com along with all of her other stuff that she has filed over the years. The next one you say is that they're willing to be super open about who they are and what they believe and kind of where they're at in life.
Yeah, you know, I think a trustworthy person is transparent, and you know they should be able to share everything, you know, from whom they're hanging out with, you know, at any time of the day. You know, and who's texting them? You know, they're not hiding anything. You know, if they're texting or on the phone with somebody, you ask them who they're texting or communicating with, they'll tell you, and they'll tell you the truth. So I think like that transparency is very important.
That's a relatively new situation for this generation too, isn't it? To have the extended electronic connection to all these people that your significant other may not know about or may not have experienced. There was a time, you know, when I was, you know, half the age I am now, that we didn't think about that because that really wasn't a thing. You know, when I was in my mid-20s, we didn't have, we barely had the internet. And the texting was a very foreign, you know, it was very, very difficult to do. But as the phones have gotten smarter and the technology has gotten easier, I mean, we're talking about the other night, how we're not even going to let our kids have phones that can take pictures or do anything like that until they're like 30, because we don't want to be dealing with that stuff in our house.
Oh yeah, definitely. I agree. I think it's changed a lot, and the fact that you can, you know, a lot of these like work relationships and whatnot, they, you don't just leave them at work anymore.
Yeah.
You're texting and emailing when you get home, and you know, not that all these types of relationships are, you know, not like good and not just work related, but you know, often like back in the day, you used to just stop talking to that person when you left work, and now you can do it when you're home. So I think being open to your partner about who you're texting and emailing is important.
Yeah, I've actually got an interesting story about that I'll tell when we come back from this next break. But it's actually a form of harassment sometimes. Like if you know, you can't. It's harder to draw some boundaries with people just because of the 24/7 access with folks. We're talking with Ashley Papa about one of her most recent articles, the ways that you can trust the person that you're with, the ways that you can know that. It is Relationship Night at Radio Night Live. Kevin McCullough coming back to you live from New York. Don't go away.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771.
1-800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
What a little moonlight can do.
All right, it's Kevin McCullough. Glad you're with us. Last week, Carol Markowitz was in the ladies' lounge. She was one of the original ladies' loungers from when we used to do this segment on the Monday through Friday late night show. I was on AM 970, The Answer, in New York City, just on the one station. And then we had the opportunity to bring it to the weekend and national syndication. And since that time, many of those original ladies that were with us have continued with us. And our guest tonight is no exception. Ashley Papa was our relationship expert from the very beginning. And I'm very excited to say that she's still here through lots of ups and downs and all arounds and everything else. She's still writing and still doing her thing on the relationship front, and I'm glad that she is. She's also got a great book called Vixen Investigations, The Mayoral Affairs. It came out last year, and it takes a fictional approach to relationships and how they're handled, and what you can, the lessons you can kind of learn from the main character and what she deals with. But I really do highly recommend it, and hope that you will pick up a copy. So it's a fun read, and you'll learn a lot in the process as well. Ashley, tonight we're talking about ways you can know that you can trust the person that you're with. And we're up to a very interesting point that you title, They Own Their Own Choices. Now, this is an interesting qualifier, because I do think it really does count for something. We live in a society where we tend to want to blame everything on everybody else. And I got three little ones under seven. They're experts at it already. I don't even know how they got so good at it. But like, they just woke up one day and was like, no, James did it. No, it was Jonathan. No, it was Charlotte. And the blame game is something we as humans just seem to play naturally.
Yeah, definitely. So I think that when you're with somebody and they're willing to, you know, own their own mistakes, and they're not blaming you for them, that's another sign that you can trust them. You know, so for example, they go and blow $500 at the casino, and then instead of blaming you, they take responsibility. Like, yeah, it was my fault. I shouldn't have done that. And then they find a way to make the money back. So I think that's a huge sign that you can trust somebody if they're willing to take responsibility for their actions.
Yeah. And owning their choices on a lot of different fronts in the relationship is really important. Mm-hmm. Like, I think it's important, especially in the dating stage, that if you have like a difference in religion, or in parenting style, or in what's your expectation of what life is going to be like after you make the ultimate. I think that you really got to talk about those things and really put them out there, and really, like, if you pretend to be something that you're not, then it doesn't. Again, you're not helping anybody in the process.
Yeah, definitely. I think that, you know, that comes back to being that transparency about, you know, who you are and what you believe. And you know, if you're not in sync in the beginning, it's going to be hard to make that relationship last. And, you know, if they lie about who they are, that's like a huge sign that it's not going to be able to last, because yeah, you kind of like fell for somebody who, you know, they really aren't. So, you know, that's another sign that you can't really trust somebody.
Well, and I'm even saying, even if they do it under supposed good intentions, like, mm-hmm, own who you are, own what you're about, be truly, fully who you are, because you cannot be in a relationship and be partly the creation of what that person wants you to be. You've got to be you, they've got to be them, and the two of you in that like natural state have got to be able to handle each other. Worst case scenario and all. Your next one's really interesting. You're tagged in all their Instagrams. Now, what if they're not on Instagram? Well, that's, I guess, a different issue. But the social media play here is really important.
Yeah, I mean, it is in today's day and age because, and we've talked about this before, if you're dating someone and then you go on their social media accounts, you know, whether it's
and they look
Instagram,
single.
Facebook, whatever, and they look single, you're not in any pictures, you're not mentioned, you know, it kind of gives off the impression that they want to look single. But if you're, you know, tagged in pictures, you're in their pictures, they're commenting on your stuff and you're commenting on theirs without there being this, like, awkwardness, it's a good sign because it shows that, you know, they're willing to be open about your relationship. And I know it's like, it kind of sounds silly, like today's, you know, but that's like how it is, you know,
yeah.
And it's a big deal.
Well, it's probably one of the most significant ways that people now connect with one another, even within a family unit, like a husband and wife. They're probably communicating through social media at least a portion of their day from time to time.
Mm-hmm.
If it's not, because I know for myself, I probably use text, email, social media, and phone all in a given day to talk to my bride back and forth at some point. It just depends on what I'm doing at the time or where I'm at.
Right.
And depending on how much needs to be communicated. So if I'm trying to send her, you know, the picture of the kids from the weekend and what, you know, that she's asking for, I'm not going to do that via text, but I might upload it to her, you know, to a file that she can then add to her Facebook. I don't know. It's just interesting. The internet has really changed a lot of aspects to our relationships in ways that I don't think that people prior to really had any context to be able to really understand. So.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because now it's like not only do you have to make your relationship known, like out in person, out in the real world, but also online in the virtual world.
Yeah.
You know, because you can't have, because otherwise it looks like you have two different personalities if you're not revealing everything about your life on the internet.
Yeah, that's true. Sadly, that's true.
Sadly,
I have to tell everybody my, you know, what I had for lunch or they won't trust me. Their actions match their words and vice versa. So their walk and talk, they got to match.
Right. This is pretty cut and dry. You know, if they say they're going to do something and they do it, you know, it's a sign that they're, you know, they're trustworthy. And if they, you know, they do something, you know, it has to match. And that's always a key indicator about the type of character that they are. So you don't want to be with somebody who says they're going to do one thing and then, you know, they do something else or they just don't follow through.
Yeah. Okay. Very interesting. And then you say show honesty and integrity in all actions. I'm guessing this is something that doesn't even relate to you per se, but you want to see them conducting themselves that way and how they deal with other people as well.
Yeah. Right, and they're consistent with that. And, you know, a lot of these traits don't even have to be related to relationships. They can be with, like, work colleagues, like, you know, whomever, like, you're kind of close with. Like, you need to determine whether you can trust somebody if you're doing business dealings with them or you know, whatever, or if it is a relationship. You know, a lot of these qualities matter for any kind of aspect.
Yeah. All right. If you want to get a copy of this article, and it's good advice, I really recommend it. Go to Ashley's website, ashleypapa.com, ashleypapa.com, and you can also go to the Stylecaster website and search for it there. It's called Can You Trust the Person You're Dating? Here's How to Tell. Real quickly, Ashley, you wrote a piece for Fox News, and I just need to know some of these because these are very, very weird. A bunch of millennial dating terms, and we've only got a minute, but let me ask you about a couple of them. Breadcrumbing and benching. What the heck are those things?
Yeah, I know. It sounds crazy. So, like, benching, if you think about in sports, when you put an okay player on the bench and you kind of, like, sit them out and wait. In dating, it would be like you go on a date with somebody and, you know, you can't really figure out if you want to do more dating with them. So you put them on the bench and maybe you text them occasionally and kind of dangle a carrot. And then you keep exploring your options.
Okay, that's benching. I kind of get that. What about breadcrumbing?
So breadcrumbing would be like almost like you think of like Hansel and Gretel, like leaving little breadcrumbs around to like kind of give them hints of like where they were coming from. So it's kind of like you're giving your date like little clues that like you might be interested or you might not be. So it really just kind of messes with their heads.
Don't follow the breadcrumbs. It always ends up with you getting boiled in a vat of hot water.
Exactly.
I'm saying. Hey, Ashley, have a great weekend. Thanks for being here.
Thanks, Kevin.
Kevin McCullough, it's a...
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Of all the boys, of all the boys, boys, of all the boys, 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 of all the boys.
Glad you're with us. Welcome to Saturday. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you here. And we're on Facebook. Facebook Live is active tonight. Thank you for those of you that are joining us, and for those of you that have endured all of the Twitter trolls that have bit at my heels all week this week. When you put really good ideas into the ether, there's always going to be haters that are just jealous. So, you know, I ran into a actually Ben Shapiro called out Congressman Ted Lieu from California for confusing his automatic weapons. And I know why he got confused, because he said he was a veteran. And you read his Twitter profile and you understand that he served in the Air Force. So he's like, that's what he did. He was in the branch of the service that lands planes on, like, dry ground. Like, this, they're kind of like the Coast Guard. They're like military in name only. Like, that's, you know, it's not like the Marines and the Navy and the Army. They're the Air Force. So, and he evidently got 2 marksmanship medals in the Air Force. So, good for him. But you would think that somebody that had gotten that would know that the AR-15 was not an assault weapon. And he was parroting all the stuff from the center left and the far left about assault weapons. And Ted Lieu's a center left Democrat. So I called him out. I said, do you know anything about AR-15s or assault weapons? And then he goes, well, I have 2 marksmanship medals. And then all of his Kool-Aid drinkers start, you know, just bombing my Twitter feed. So, you know, okay, fine, whatever. That's why they make the block button. And I had so much fun. Just pow, 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 blocking 4, 3, 2, pow, just killing them one at a time. But having said that, it just struck me that there's real confusion about what's going on. And there was a couple of things that really bothered me this week in the media that I saw happening. And the first part I talked about at the beginning of last hour were the children and the way the children were manipulated. These kids went through this incredibly graphic experience on Valentine's Day. And within a week, you have George Clooney and Oprah Winfrey and Steven Spielberg ponying up about $500,000 each to round them up, get them on buses, and get them to Tallahassee and to Washington, D.C., and to scream about things that they haven't researched and to demand things that they don't know anything about and to talk about things that they really are ignorant on. They don't know the power of an AR-15 versus an M-16. They don't know the difference in handguns and bump stocks and a whole bunch of stuff, a good deal of them. But people that are willing to take advantage of them and exploit them for the larger purpose of trying to confiscate guns, I just find sickening. So my piece that comes out tomorrow on Town Hall, I don't expect it to be the number one piece for the next 7 days like last week's was. That's really amazing. Nearly 300,000 shares on Facebook and still going strong. But I talk about these two contrasts, and one is the protesters versus the preventionists. The protesters are the Clooney's, Oprah's, and those guys that want these kids, they want to exploit these kids' pain, and they want them to yell and scream and demand things. The CNN town hall was an example of this, completely ginned up crowd. You had Sheriff Israel, who has no business any longer being a sheriff from Broward County. He basically lied to the American people when he said, we handled everything by the book, and it was all just the way it was supposed to be. That's not true. He had 4 deputies that were there before the local police, before the Parkland police got there. And the Parkland police roll up and they see the sheriff standing around. They're like, what the hell? What are you doing? But he acted like they had handled it all, you know, totally, first class. You could still hear the gunshots going off inside the school. Kids are dying. More kids are dying. Every minute, every second you're standing out there doing nothing, there are kids dying on the inside. And this is kind of like the perfect wet dream for gun control. Like, so they don't want anybody to have a gun, and they want you to wait for the police to come. Well, there were 2 sets of police that came. You had the resource officer, you had the sheriff's county officers, and they didn't do anything until the shooting all stopped. So I put out 7 simple steps we could do to create completely safe schools last week. Go to townhall.com and read it. It's still the number one trending article, even now, 7 days, almost 8 days after the fact. But tomorrow I'm going to talk about this contrast, because those protesters are kind of the opposite of people like me that have spent the last 2 weeks begging people to do what we can to prevent these things from happening again. And it doesn't involve getting mad at guns. It involves taking practical steps that don't cost almost anything budgetarily for every school district in the country to make itself aware of the day we live in, and prepare to actively put down people that wish harm on innocent children. The school in Florida was defenseless. They had no metal detectors. They had no spot bag checks. Kevin McCullough coming right back. Don't go away.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
Would it be okay if you had 2 paychecks instead of 1? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105. For a recorded message.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
800-506. Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. Radio Night Live is the broadcast, and you're looking live in New York in the TKTS portion of Times Square. If you're watching on Biz TV or on Facebook Live, big celebration down there. We heard from Dr. M.J. Kronfeld in the first hour explaining that that was a big celebration of Israel. And so it's broken up. Everybody's gone home. Kind of looks like after Times Square now, there's some papers on the ground and stuff down there. It's like, hey, take your trash with you. Can you do that? You have to leave this stuff laying around. This is just pick it up. It's like ticker tape parade. Glad you're with us. So I've been really quite dismayed at the protesters versus the preventionists in the last week. And then there's one other comparison that's just really, it's the confiscators versus the certified. Don't call gun control people gun control anymore, because they don't want to control. They're not interested. There was this telling moment in the CNN town hall when Marco Rubio is interacting with a student, and he said, you know, if we were to adopt what you just suggested, it would cause us to have to ban nearly all guns. And the place went giddy with applause. I think that's not only unhelpful, I think it's unsafe. For us to think that we can have construct in some way this society that is so insulated that it's never going to have anyone with the need to defend themselves. I mean, this is the kind of thing that when you see dictatorial states come to power, one of the first things they do is disarm the public. And as citizens become disarmed, those societies increasingly become much more dictatorial. I mean, if you saw nothing other than just the swing from the far political left that Barack Obama was to the presidency of Donald Trump and the avid supporters of him, if you just look at the total polar opposites of where those two most hardened extreme groups lie, you know that there's a lot of disagreement within our country. Well, if you take away people's ability to defend themselves, then only the people that have the guns will be able to tell people that don't have the guns what to do. And the way our founders saw it is that we, the people, should always have the power to tell the government what to do, not the other way around. It's not the government over us and we are serving their purposes. They serve ours. And there's just a lot of manipulation of this issue in what's going on. So these two contrasts truly bother me, and I've written about them in tomorrow's townhall.com. I hope that you will take a read at it. And maybe it'll be thought-provoking for others to read as well. My question I posed earlier tonight is, if you had five NRA-certified concealed carry members, would you have rather them have responded to the shooting than the four deputies from the Broward County Sheriff's Office and the resource officer that was on the ground? All of them armed, by the way, but none of them taking on the gunner. Let's see what Frank in Des Moines has to say online, too. Frank, welcome. You're on with Kevin McCullough. Hi.
Hi. Well, I'd rather have Gino there than those five spazzes. two things. You know, what happens when their reasonable restriction doesn't stop the next shooting? Then you have to have another round of reasonable restrictions.
Frank, hold on a second. They say that just making the AR-15 not sellable would solve this problem. The problem is the Sandy Hook shooter used an AR-15, but he didn't buy it. He broke into a house, killed the owner of the AR-15, and stole the guns and went and shot kids anyway. So I don't know I don't know where the sales receipt, you know, having someone put it on a MasterCard makes a difference.
Well, the point would be enough collective reasonable restrictions, the weight of enough collective reasonable restrictions, people are going to wake up and there will be no Second Amendment.
Do you know that we have 2,000 gun laws in effect now on the books?
That we don't enforce.
No, we don't enforce
but
all
here,
of them.
Here's the – no self-respecting doctor would prescribe a topical salve to treat – a cancerous lesion on someone's arm without looking at the underlying cancer that's causing the symptom of the lesion. Same principle goes on here.
Yep.
Guns, knives, bombs, explosives are all symptoms of an underlying problem of hatred. Hatred in one man's heart that he would seek to do so much evil to his fellow man.
Mm.
When we start looking at the underlying causes of the hatred, then you may have a chance of solving the problem. But until then, they're just swatting at flies, taking guns, trying to control this, trying to control that, and they're not doing nothing.
Well, and I don't think that their goal is really to control anything. I think they want to confiscate. I think it's just an incremental way of trying to get it done.
Well, it's the same difference between Marx and Lenin. One wanted it by, you know, violent force all at once, and the other one was willing to be a little bit more progressive and take it a step at a time. And that, the end run is what you say, is confiscation. Whether they do it a little bit where they kick in your door and take them all tonight, or they reasonable restriction you to death until there's no Second Amendment left.
Yeah. And I don't think that they're going to win that. I mean, how do you disarm a country that has 1.7 guns per person? Like, you can't confiscate 300 million weapons.
Well, what was the actor, Charlton Heston, that said, you're going to take it out of their cold, dead hands?
Yeah. That's what
and it'll be a civil war, unlike any civil war you've ever seen.
It will make the first civil war pale in comparison if they actually go through with that. I pray and hope that they don't, Frank, but very good insights as always. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 888-340-3373. Would you prefer to have licensed, certified NRA guys show up for that for the response to the school shooter, or would you rather it be, the four deputies that did nothing? They stood around and did nothing. That's the question I posed tonight, because I think it's actually a rather interesting concept. Private citizens, when they stand up for themselves, they usually get the job done. Sadly, waiting for cops that are 5 to 8 minutes away when you've got an attack that's going to be over in 3 to 6 minutes it's not very comforting. And in the meantime, until that debate is settled, let's harden every school. Metal detectors, spot bag checks, retired military and law enforcement roaming the grounds, looking at people sideways. Enforce the laws you already have, and then publicize things. Publicize the consequences. Say, if you come on this campus with the intent of hurting our children, we reserve the right to use deadly force to blow your brains out. I just bet that you'd have a less inclination to try it at that school, if that's what you said. No, we have signs that say, gun-free zones. Come to the gun-free zones. Kevin McCullough coming back from New York. Don't go away. It's Radio Night Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at scienceofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
It looks like, on Biz TV, it looks like the clouds have lifted. You can actually see most of the Freedom Tower now, which is kind of a cool thing. Kevin McCullough, final few minutes of the night. Thank you for being with us. If you missed any part of it, Biz TV will begin it over again at the top of the hour. Many radio stations just coming on at 11 p.m., and we'll hear it for the first time as well. And then if you missed any of it and you want to get it again, my Facebook page will have the entire show archived, and you can also get the podcast through the homepage of my website as well, TheBingeThinker.com, TheBingeThinker.com. A big thanks to Balance of Nature. If you have not tried the fruits and the veggies, they keep you healthy. I was just telling Kylie, our phone answer tonight, I said before the show, we were talking about the weird weather this week. It was like 70 degrees one day, and then it was like cold the next. And when I was a kid, I used to get bronchitis with that all the time. And now, fruits and veggies every day. I didn't even have a sniffle of it this time, and I was really thankful. Real quickly, line two, Lee is in Henderson, Nevada. Lee, welcome. You're on with Kevin McCullough. Your thoughts real quick.
Oh, I say, you know, you say seven ways to stop school shootings. I say one, just start hanging the little bastards on national TV. Make the 21st century motto, use a gun, you get hung.
Well, and I think, Lee, that's kind of the thought I have. Publishing the consequences, I mean, instead, it's kind of, thank you for the call. We had this stupid idea that if you put a sign up that says gun-free zone, that makes the school safe. That's the opposite. You say in the sign in the window of the school, if you come on campus, we reserve the right to blow your brains out. And that's what we will do. If you come on the grounds to shoot our kids, we are going to kill you. So don't do that. We don't want to kill you. Like, the goal is not for us to kill you. The goal is for you not to kill anybody else. It's amazing how people don't grasp that. I mean, it seems so simple. Walt is in Allentown. Hey, Walt. You're on with Kevin McCullough. Good to have you.
Hi, Kevin. Do you remember me?
I do.
Kevin, I don't get the show anymore. I really miss talking to you and listen to my fellow callers. I remember Gino from the Bronx.
Yeah. Hey, listen, I know that your cable service went down. Do you have access to the Internet, Mr. Walt?
Well, Kevin, I'm living here like an old Alaskan hermit. I never owned a computer in my life, Kevin.
Well, then I have a hard time being able to help you, but we've got some other options if you were able to get it. Walt, it's good to hear from you. Thank you for being here. I'm so sorry that they don't carry it in your area anymore. We'll try to get, you know, back into the Philadelphia area of Allentown sometime soon. Thanks for your call. Friends, thanks to everybody that participated tonight. Thank you for Dr. MJ Kronfeld. Big congratulations on her new title and her work. And as it continues, again, more information on the Fallen Faces program at fallenfaces.com. Thanks to Ashley Papa, who stopped in to talk relationships. Lots of fun as always. And thanks to you for weighing in on the biggest stories of the weekend. So much to talk about. Please join me Monday through Friday every day at TheBingeThinker.com. I've got two different hours of content that goes up in the SoundCloud.com page, and would love to have you interact with us. Until next Saturday, we'll see you later.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Free. Now's a perfect